To continue the tour, continue to walk north on North Portland for one block until it dead ends into Flushing Avenue. Cross Flushing Avenue and then turn right, heading toward the intersection of Flushing and Carlton Avenues, where you will find Building 92, the Navy Yard's Visitor Center, which has a courtyard in front of the building. The courtyard, or the Visitor Center Museum itself, is a perfect place to listen to the story of the tour's next artist, former Navy Yard photographer Wesley Fagan. Wesley Fagan, Navy Yard. The Brooklyn Navy Yard, one of the neighborhood's largest institutions and landmarks, has provided a place for local men and women to find work for more than two centuries. While most work opportunities provided in the yard by the Navy were for blue-collar and industrial work, a few opportunities were provided for professionals in the arts. One such artist was Mr. Wesley Fagan, who began work for the Navy in the late 1950s and served as the yard's official photographer for about a decade. While in this position, he captured some of the yard's most historic moments prior to its closing in 1966, while further developing his lifelong passion for photography. Mr. Fagan's passion for photography began when he was a teenager in the 1920s, when his father gave him a Kodak camera. Around the same time, he acquired a clarinet and began focusing on his second passion in life, music. Wesley was born in Portsmouth, Virginia, just across the river from Norfolk, a large hub for the U.S. Navy. While a teenager, he played with the U.S. Army Band at the Norfolk Naval Shipyard. Decades later, he'd find himself yet again in a shipyard, but focusing on his other artistic passion, photography. After graduating high school, Wesley left Virginia, joining nearly 6 million other African Americans from the South who migrated to the urban North during the first half of the 20th century. He moved to New York, where he pursued a career as a clarinet player in the city's jazz scene. That career was put on hold when the U.S. entered World War II. Wesley enlisted in the Army, and in 1945 found himself stationed in Okinawa on the Pacific Front. While in Okinawa, Wesley, still an avid and talented photographer, constructed a darkroom for himself and developed photos he had taken of fellow Army men in their daily life on the island. After the war ended, Wesley was discharged from the Army and purchased a brownstone in Brooklyn's Bed-Stuy neighborhood for himself and his wife. Upon his return to New York City, he decided to focus professionally on photography, and through the GI Bill, he enrolled in the German Photography School. In need of full-time work, Wesley found himself a job in the Brooklyn Navy Yard as a messenger. He worked his way up, and eventually was able to use his photography training and land himself the job of supervisor of the Navy's photographic division at the yard. While in this position, he photographed many historic events, including the tragic fire aboard the USS Constellation in 1960. When the massive aircraft carrier was under construction, an accident occurred where a large tank of diesel fuel spilled throughout the ship and caught fire, trapping many workers below deck. By the time the flames were extinguished, 50 Navy Yard workers had lost their lives. Wesley was still working as the photographic division supervisor when the Navy announced in 1966 that it would close the Brooklyn Navy Yard. After 165 years, the yard ceased its shipbuilding operations, leaving thousands out of work. Fagan was fortunate enough to be transferred to a new position nearby at Fort Hamilton in Brooklyn and served as photographic supervisor there for the U.S. Army. His time there, however, was brief. In a 2011 interview, Mr. Fagan described how he was put in charge of two photographers, both of whom were white, and those men attempted to have Mr. Fagan removed from his position simply because of his race. They even sent a letter to the President of the United States requesting his removal. Fagan eventually moved on from the job on his own accord and began working with the New York City Transit Authority, where he shifted focus back to his musical talents and joined the transit band as a clarinet player. Mr. Fagan's tenure at the Navy Yard was similar to many other neighborhood residents, who throughout many decades were able to find steady employment at the yard and provide for their families. This fact was also true for local African American laborers, but on a much smaller scale when compared to their white neighbors. While the Navy Yard provided employment opportunities to blacks throughout the 20th century, they always represented a very small fraction of the workforce and were not widely represented in supervisory positions, which makes Mr. Fagan's work particularly notable. In 1934, for example, only 6% of the yard's employees were African American, with none in a supervisory or managerial position. During World War II, these conditions remained mostly unchanged, with only 8% of the payroll being black. However, during the war, the Navy Yard was Brooklyn's single largest employer of African Americans, with more than 6,000 black employees. The Yard's total workforce peaked at an astronomical 70,000 during the war. Today, the Navy Yard, which is no longer owned or operated by the Navy, is home to more than 300 privately owned companies that employ over 7,000 workers. Wesley Fagan went on to live an incredibly long life, passing away at the age of 101 in 2012. Before his death, he was able to attend the opening and dedication of Building 92, the Navy Yard's visitor center and museum, a tremendous resource that provides the Yard's fascinating history and a host of evolving exhibits. Building 92 generously provided the biographical information about Mr. Fagan for this tour. It offers free admission throughout the year and is most definitely worth a visit.